Hi there, my name's Alistair Creelman. I'm an e-learning specialist at Linnaeus University in Kalmar in the southeast of Sweden. I'm involved in an awful lot of communities of practice, various groups in social media, and a few thoughts about that area, about creating spaces for collaboration and keeping them going above all. I think if you're going to form a community of practice, you have to create a context for it. I think that's the most important thing. It has to come out of something. It could be that you have a very successful conference where there's a feeling very much as the conference goes on that let's keep this going, that we've started, we've lit a fire, let's continue it. Form the community during the conference and then encourage them to join it afterwards and so on. But I think it's more than just following up from a conference and keeping the discussion going. It's maybe you need to create a clear task for the group. What are we going to gather around? We have to find that we're aiming for something. There's a vision. And we're going to prepare a strategy document. We're going to do something. And that must be something that can be easily communicated and that people can identify with. And once that's burning, people will gather. So that I also think it's extremely important to have events to bond the group, and definitely physical conferences. It could be are excellent. It could be webinars. It could be we've created groups out of a successful webinar, and the members of the webinar have then gone on to the online forum or community, and the discussion has continued from there. But I think it's important to have that, something to bond the group together, a common vision. If it's too loose, if it's too, do whatever you like, just hang out and discuss, I think it just fizzles out and dies. There has to be a clear context. You need to have enthusiasts to get the fire burning. A team of enthusiasts who are going to do the hard graft at the beginning of getting people communicating, getting people to collaborate. But if you can outsource that task within the group, that if there are certain groupings within the group, let one of them take over the discussion and lead the discussion and moderate things for maybe 2 weeks, where a certain agenda is discussed, and then let another group take over, so that it's not just two people posting all the time and then a lot of hangers-on, which an awful lot of groups seem to be. There's no secret, there's no recipe for a community of practice, but I think these are some key issues. I could maybe sum it up: a context, a vision, a task, something that binds you together. I don't think either that communities of practice can go on forever. They serve a purpose. Don't let them go on too long. I think maybe have the courage to bring it to a conclusion by having a wrap-up conference, meeting, webinar, where you feel you've, right, we've achieved what we wanted to achieve. Now let's move on. Okay, those are some thoughts from me. Bye-bye.